from Flashpoints, San Francisco progressive sheriff Ross Mercurimi talks about gentrification and class division in the city and his work around early prison release and creating support networks for ex-offenders. And author Jorge Cervantes talks about his cannabis encyclopedia. At 11 on Between the Covers, host David Naiman talks with Portland writer, teacher, and editor Liz Prato about her debut collection of stories, Babies on Fire. And at 11:30 on The Film Show, today they check out what's going on in Central Oregon at the Bend Film Festival with director Todd Luby. Then Don Smallman takes us, or should I say tells us, about the Portland Eco Film Festival, which is kicking off with an outdoor screening and kayak event on the Willamette River at Portland's Sellwood Park. That's all coming up after Air Cascadia. Headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre, next on KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Gaining Ground, a feature-length documentary film by Elaine Velasquez and Barbara Bernstein on Wednesday, September 30th, and Thursday, October 1st at Cinema 21 in Portland. Gaining Ground tells the stories of farmers making extraordinary changes in their farming practice so they can feed their local communities sustainably grown produce and grains. The documentary interweaves experiences of urban farmer activists, large farms in transition, and small family farmers. Again, that's Gaining Ground, Wednesday, September 30th, and Thursday, October 1st, at Cinema 21, 616 Northwest 21st Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, September 24th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. What you just heard, again, that was Good Shield Aguirre and Mignon Gailey. They played last night at the Bison Coffee House. You had to be there. It was phenomenal. Mike Meese had a speech. There was a lot of music. There was poetry. It was definitely an evening to be remembered. And you'll be able to do that, too, because we're going to make a CD out of that. So look for that in the upcoming membership drive. But until that great day arrives, you have a taste of their music in the mornings now on Air Cascadia. We have guests today who are on opposite sides of the country, but one at heart. Jody McCaffrey, of course, joins us with Citizens Against LNG. There is an event coming up that it sees the day, Save the Bay. It's a rally and paddle against LNG. That's happening. And also, we will be joined by Frances Etherington. She's a biologist. She is with Cascade Wild. She is currently in Washington, D.C. She is beginning a fast to stop climate change, or as we want to call it now and think of it here on Air Cascadia, it is habitat change. We are radically changing our habitat. Climate is inseparable from habitat. And this is something that that First Nations people have known for a very long time. That's something we heard repeatedly last night in every way, shape, and form from all the speakers and all the musicians at the Bison Coffee House. Is First Nations have always understood that climate, that people, creatures, plants, animals, and the landscape all are the memory of a heritage that is rapidly being lost. It's something that we should definitely bear in mind now as we tread cautiously into a rather bleak future. We caused it. and it's in our hands to stop it. As we say in permaculture, the solution lies in the problem. We, being the problem, we have the solution right before us. It's simply a matter of taking that to heart. So right now, we've got the Citizens Against LNG, Rising Tide, Rogue River Rising Tide, many other organizations are holding a kayak protest against the proposed LNG terminal that's coming up on Saturday, September 26th. Seize the day, save the bay, and there are organizers all up and down the state. Jody McCaffrey joins us right now. Good morning, Jody. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Good morning, and thanks for having us.
So for this is a kind of a unique opportunity. We've got Frances Ethering is in Washington, D.C., also talking about climate, also talking about LNG and the damage that it that has the potential to do to the state. We might want to have both of you on at the same time, if that is agreeable. But for now, we want to talk about this event. It's a rare in that generally, when I've spoken with Jody McCaffrey in the past, with Citizens Against LNG, what we have found is that she's a lone voice crying in the wilderness, as it were, and has had it's been a struggle to round up a lot of support. She's done a huge amount of work on her, the heavy lifting on her own, and believe me when I say there's a lot of heavy lifting to do. And down in Coos Bay, all you have to do is scream jobs and everybody sits up, pays attention. But you scream climate change and nobody bats an eye. Jody, can you tell us a little bit about this event and what's going to happen and what you hope to accomplish by participating in something like this?
Well, what has happened is there's been some of our younger generation that has decided that they wanted to do an event that's been actually occurring across Southern Oregon called Hike the Pipe. And a few people have been hiking this 232-mile pipeline that is being proposed by the Jordan Cove Project. And Saturday, the 26th, it will be the last leg of their hike. And so we're going to have this event at Ferry Road Park in North Bend, which is the closest we could come to the end of the pipeline. They will be actually finishing their last leg of the hike. They'll be hiking across the North Bend McCullough Bridge and on out as far as they can go, you know, legally to the end of the pipeline. The last 2 miles of the pipeline actually go through the estuary, so there you can't hike that. So this is going to be like a kayak event to bring awareness to this project and the impact it has to our just to our area alone and our estuary alone. So we're hoping that we can educate the public, maybe help send a message to Governor Brown, and just bring awareness about the negative impacts of this project. Because all we hear in Coos Bay is how we need jobs, jobs, jobs. And nobody takes account that this is actually going to be negatively impacting several of our oyster growers and other industries that depend on our bay. By the negative impacts that it will have.
I want to bring Frances in to the conversation as well. She is familiar with this situation and the incredible importance right now of stopping this LNG terminal, stopping the pipeline right now. Good morning, Frances. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Yes, I am in Washington, D.C. right now, and I'm on the mall, and I just finished watching the Pope speak to the Congress and then speak to the people. So he has an incredible message to say that we need to avert climate change any further, that it's human cause, and he even said the U.S. Congress has a role to play in this. And I've also been occupying the sidewalk in front of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for the last 2 weeks with a group called Beyond Extreme Energy, trying to convince FERC not to rubber stamp the Jordan Cove project, the big pipeline scheduled to go through Southern Oregon, and all the other fracking and fossil fuel projects that they routinely approved or seem to be an arm of the timber industry rather than a tool for the people to use for sustainable energy.
So down in southern or in the event, the Citizens Against LNG and Rising Tide and all the Seize the Day, Save the Bay, this and Hike the Pipe, all of these, there are time elements to be considered here that we don't have literally with as
I'm
far
sorry,
as
I'm sitting there, ma'am. I'm sitting there. I'm sorry.
No, please. That's fine. I'm glad that you can join. I hope Jody can also stay on the line. There is so much that is of critical import going on right now, and getting out there, doing whatever that one can. We have had a campaign here, of course, up the gorge, Nestle and Cascade Lux, and that has been a struggle and a half. More and more now, First Nations.
Yes, and the timeline for Jordan Cove is September 30th. In September 30th, FERC will make their final recommendation on whether or not over 300, perhaps up to 700 Oregonians will have their land taken with eminent domain by a foreign corporation for foreign profit. So September 30th is the date to watch for when they come out with a final environmental impact statement.
The idea of eminent domain being used by a foreign corporation, I find that question, is that legal? Jody, are you involved in confronting some of the legal questions here?
Well, there is a process, the Federal Energy Regulatory process. Actually, when the final comes out, there'll be some time when you can comment on that. 30 days is what I'm told, and FERC will actually make their final decision on December 29th, and that can be appealed. But that takes a legal process, that takes funding to do that, and you know, we really shouldn't have to do that. Our regulatory agencies should be analyzing these projects properly. They should be applying the environmental laws that we have on the books right now properly. If they did that, there's no question in my mind, many of these projects would not be make it.
That's right, Jody. I mean, take for instance the Pacific Connector pipeline. Right now, there is a fire burning over the proposed pipeline, the Stouts Creek Fire in southern Oregon. And the FERC never analyzed the impacts of what damage can be done to the pipeline or to our firefighters with a raging forest fire over the top of the pipeline, over the top of block valves, with the fires burning underground through our root systems. There's just a lot of complication with fires. And FERC is going to issue this FEIS with no analysis, even though the pipeline is through much of our fire-prone forest in southern Oregon.
That's hard to understand, that there has been a lot of news coverage of these catastrophic fires that are expected to be much worse in coming years. And yet we're still considering an incredibly foolhardy, dangerous project that
is incredibly foolhardy, not only to put this pipeline through fire-adapted forests that commonly have forest fires and not even analyze what the fires will do to it, but also to build a terminal on a subduction zone earthquake next to the tsunami evacuation sign. Now, is that nuts or is that crazy? It's just an insane project.
And at the same time, the thing about what you bring up is that is really important to draw a line under here. Is first off, the fires have received enormous attention in the media, mainstream media, I might add, as have evacuation plans along the Oregon coast in the event of a tsunami. We hear a lot about that, and we don't hear in these reports that these types of projects are being seriously considered, and agencies taxpayers pay money to for what we are laughingly discovering is regulation. They regulate absolutely nothing. How?
Yes, and on top of that, this project will even cause, with its fossil fuel use, will even cause more climate change and more fires. They plan to build this infrastructure so that we're locked into fossil fuels for the next 100 years in southern Oregon. You know, just and they're going to build $4 billion on a fossil fuel project. It's crazy. Think what $4 billion would do for building solar panels in every Walmart roof in Oregon instead.
And yet this is not receiving any attention at all. Jody, just to bring you in again, seize the day, save the bay. You're expecting a pretty good turnout. A lot of these organizations, the car protests have been proved to be very popular. But accomplishing this, we can't deceive ourselves that waiting till the end of December is not an option. This has to be stopped by the end of the month, and no kidding around. So just in closing, I want to thank Francis, I want to thank Jody McCaffrey, who's a loyal, wonderful, both returning guests to Air Cascadia. I want to thank both of you very, very much. We're going to keep a close eye on developments, but more than that, take action. It is critical right now. When it's gone, it's gone. That's it. There is no turning back. So we have opportunities. They're right in front of us. We are the problem, and we are also the solution. Thanks again, my guests, Francis Etherington and Jody McCaffrey with Citizens Against LNG and Extreme Fossil Fuels. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, September 24th, 2015. Rock Bergeron engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.